Good evening. How are you tonight?
大家晚上好。
Good. If there's any question about if you take pictures of me, it's okay to put them on the internet. So that's okay.
大家给我照相的话，没问题。
I can pose if you'd like. But anyway, it's good to be with you. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 16 through 26 tonight.
很高兴来到大家当中。如果大家有圣经的话，可以打开到加拉太书的第五章。我们要读16节到26节。
When I've been able to share with you once a month for the last number of months, we've been in this passage and we've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit, and so we're going to continue to do that tonight.
我们在过去的一段时间，我们一起来探讨分享了关于圣灵所结的果子。今天晚上我们继续我们今天的讨论。
Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and following, this is what it says.
在加拉太书第五章第十六节有这样说到。
So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want.
因为情欲和圣灵相争。圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
And envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
And I want you, as I did before, that those who live like this, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And against such things there is no law.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And since we live by the Spirit, let us then keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Let's pray tonight.
好，那我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for the reading of your word this evening.
主，我们感谢你，让我们一起来读你的话语。
And Lord, I ask you tonight that you would stir in our hearts and our minds and do a great transformational work.
主，求你来激荡我们的心，能够让我们做一个改变的工作。
And Lord, I just pray that you would guide our hearts and help us, Lord, to just pick out something that makes sense and it gives us practical wisdom, this evening.
主，真的是求你来带领我们，求你给我们智慧，能够从中我们能够学到我们当学的功课。
And help us, Lord, tonight as we look at this idea of self-control.To live self-controlled lives.
主，求你帮助我们。当我们今天晚上我们一起来分享关于有节制的这样的功课的时候，能够让我们过一个有节制的生活。
We love you in your precious name. We pray. Amen.
我们爱你，我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Well, I have to admit that speaking on self-control is a whole lot more difficult than speaking about any of the other characteristics that are listed here in Scripture.
其实我必须承认，我们讨论关于有节制的这样一个问题，比讨论其他任何一项属灵的品格都要困难。
And the reason for that is because I think there are times in our lives when we can do a really good job at faking all the other characteristics.
我想这是因为在我们的生命当中，我们有很多时候，我们可以很好的假装我们具备其他的属灵的品格。
I think there are moments in our lives when we don't feel like loving people.
在我们的生活里面，我们有时候我们可能发现我们并不想去爱我们周围的人。
I think there are moments in our lives when we don't feel like being patient with people.
那有时候我们觉得我们对我们周围的人没有耐心。
Nor do we always have the desire to be gentle with people.
那有时候我们缺乏对周围的人的一个忍的温柔的心。
And yet we can put on a smile, we can work our way through the feelings and the emotions, and nobody would really ever know the difference.
但是即使在这样的情况下，我们很多时候我们还可以装出一副笑脸，我们可以控制我们内心的情绪，以至于我们周围的人没有办法察觉我们的真实的内心的想法。
But when it comes to this idea of self-control that we're looking at tonight, I don't think that we could fake this one very well at all.
但是当我们来讨论这个有节制这个属灵的品质的时候，我发现我们真的很难有办法来伪装。
And here's the reason why.
这就是我要讲的为什么会这样。
Because the evidence of an uncontrolled life is almost always external.
因为我们好像所有的缺乏节制的生活几乎都有一个在外在的表现。
And it's difficult for us to hide or fake many of the out of control external issues in our lives.
所以很难的呢，我们来伪装我们已经缺乏节制的这个外在的生活的表现。
And one of my questions tonight, I'm going to ask a few questions through this message, but one of my questions tonight is this. Why do we struggle so much with self-control?
那今天晚上我会问大家几个问题。那其中的第一个我要问大家的问题就是，我们为什么会在有节制这个事情上面有这么多的挣扎？
And what is it that keeps us from living a controlled life?
那是什么样的事情东西能够让我们无法过一个有节制的生活？
I think for those couple of questions, as we begin our message here tonight, I think that scripture would indicate three answers to those questions, and I want to share those briefly with you.
那我想我们的圣经当中可以给了我们三个这样的答案，那今天我们可以一起来分享。
One of the reasons why we struggle so much with self-control or what keeps us from living a controlled life is because oftentimes we've confused the phrase self-control with self-discipline.
那我想第一个让我们在有节制上有这么多的挣扎的原因，就是我们很多时候我们把自律和有节制两个事情搞混了。
And the two of these are related, but they are different.
自律和有节制两件事情是很息息相关的，但是他们又不同。
Self-discipline is required in each of our lives when there is a goal to be attained. And anyone can be self-disciplined at any time they choose.
当我们有生命中有一个这样的目标的时候，我们可以在任何的一个时间在都有做到有自律。
Let me give you an example. If I want to run a marathon, I would have to go into strict training that required an incredible amount of discipline if I wanted to reach the goal of crossing the finish line.
那让我给你一个这样的一个例子，就好比说，如果我要想去参加一个马拉松的比赛的话，我必须要经过一个非常严格的训练，而这样的训练就需要我们有极大的自律才能够完成。
And I'm not a marathon runner. Not at all.
我不是一个可以跑马拉松的人。
So it's going to require an incredible amount of discipline, and discipline is a huge part of helping us to be successful in all the areas of our lives.
我不是一个可以跑马拉松的人，所以如果我要跑马拉松的话，一定需要有很多的自律。自律是在我们生活当中让我们成功的扮演了一个非常重要的角色。
And the difference between self-control and self-discipline comes when we have a biblical understanding of what self-control is.
如果我们要想真的很好的来认识自律和有节制的两者的差别，我们要看看自律的在有节制在属灵上的意义。
And it's not about when I can control myself.
那这个有节制的话，并不是说什么时候我可以自己来控制我自己。
Self-control is when ourselves are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
那有节制的话的关键其实是关于我们自己什么时候能够被圣灵所掌管。
And if we take another quick look at our text tonight, this is what we'll see, and this is what it's saying to us.
让我们看一下我们今天的经文。
In verse 16 it says, So I say, live by the Spirit.
在16节说到说要顺着圣灵而行。
Verse 18 says, be led by the Spirit.
那在18节说你们被圣灵引导。
And then verse 22 says, and the Spirit will produce fruit in you.
在第二十二节是说是圣灵给结的果子。
It doesn't say anything about our own self-discipline here.
这个地方没有提到任何关于我们自己对自己的一个自律。
It doesn't say anything about controlling ourselves.
也没有提到任何自己来控制自己。
But it's always pointing to giving over control of our lives to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们这里讲到的一切都是说把我们自己交到神的手中，求神来掌管。
And so living a controlled life under the power of the Holy Spirit is where you and I need to reside in our spiritual journeys.
那靠着圣灵的能力，我们要过一个有节制的生活，这是我们在属灵的生命当中所要追求的。
And I don't know where you're at in your spiritual journey, but I do know this.
我不知道你的属灵生命到了一个什么样的地步，但是我知道。
That regardless of where you're at in your journey, each of our lives must be controlled by the Holy Spirit if we're going to live a controlled life.
但我知道，不论你属灵生命处于一个什么样的阶段，我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们的生命都必须要有神的圣灵的掌管，这样我们才可以过一个有节制的生活。
And then the second reason why I think we struggle so much with self-control is because we think that we're stronger than we really are.
那我想第二个我们在有节制上如此挣扎的这个第二个原因的话，就是因为我们比我们自己实际的说，我想我们自己比实际的更加坚强有力。
Listen to these words in Romans chapter 7 and chapter 8. Chapter 7 verses 18 and 19 says this.
我们来读一下这个罗马书的第七章的第十八、十九节。
For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
罗马书第七章第十八节说，我也知道在我里头就是在我肉体中没有良善。
Paul continues to write here and he says, for what I do is not the good that I want to do.
然后他说到，故此我所愿意做的善我反不做。
No, the evil I do not want to do is what I keep on doing.
我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
And then in chapter 8, there are a number of different verses and I'll just go through them here tonight. Go ahead.
在第八节中还有几段经文。
It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
第八章第一节说到了，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不被定罪。
Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
在第二节说，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的辖。
Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires.
在第五节说，因为随从肉体的体贴肉体的事。
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.
但是随从圣灵的体贴圣灵的事。
And those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God.
而且属肉体的不能得神的喜欢。
For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die, it says.
他说你们若顺从肉体活着就必死。
But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body, and you will live.
他说到又说，若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
And so here's a question for us at this point. What do you do when you're facing a situation that you can't control anymore? Just think about that in your own life. What do you do when you're facing a situation that you can't control anymore?
那现在我的另外一个问题就是，当你遇到在生命当中，当你遇到一个你自己无法控制的事情的时候，你会如何来处理？
I'm going to guess that the average person, whether they are Christian or not, would more than likely begin tackling the problem with the thinking that they can handle the situation on their own will.
那我想只要是一个普通人，不论他是基督徒也好还是不是基督徒，他都会想着要依靠自己的能力自己的力量来解决。
And by their own determination and through their own strength.
来通过他自己的决断也通过他自己的能力来解决。
And here's where the problem is.
可是这个问题在于
our strength alone will never be strong enough to handle situations that are out of our control.
但是我们没有能力来处理那些已经完全超过我们控制的事情。
And if that's the case, friends, there has to be a different source of strength.
如果真的是这样的话，那我们必然知道会有一个不一样的力量的源泉。
And that leads me to another question here at this thought. Is there a power that is able to free us from those things that we can't get control of?
这就让我问到下一个问题，就是有没有一个这样的能力，可以让我们从没有办法可以控制的事情当中解脱出来，释放出来？
And the answer to that question is a resounding yes. There is another power. It's Christ.
那这个答案就是是的，是真神的一个答案，就是是耶稣基督。
And the place of beginning for us is to humbly come before God and admit that we are powerless and out of control.
那所以我们所要做的就是第一件要做的事情，就是我们完全的顺服的来到主你的面，来到主的面前，向神来承认我们是软弱无力的。
And we can't stay in denial.
我们不能总是回避。
And we have to admit that at various places in our lives, we are weak and we have a problem that is out of control.
我们必须得承认，我们很多时候我们是软弱的，我们有自己没有办法解决的困难。
In John chapter 8, verse 36, we find that it reads or says this to us.
在约翰福音第八章三十六节这样说道。
It says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
所以天父的儿子若叫你自由，你们就真自由了。
What it doesn't say here is this. So if you set yourself free, you'll be free indeed.
他没有说你自己如果让自己自由的话，你就真自由了。
It says the Son has set us free. Christ, God's Son.
他所说的是神的儿子来让我们释放得到自由。
And the reality for us this evening is that Christ has paid an incredible price to free us of the thing that you and I cannot control.
我们知道神他独生爱子已经为我们付上了极大的代价。
And how many times do you and I struggle with self-control issues because we think that we're stronger than we really are?
有多少次的时候我们经常会我们自己挣扎，我们有很多事情没有办法来控制，那单单就是因为我们以为我们比我们自己实际的更加坚强有力。
The third reason why I think we struggle with living a self-controlled life is because we think that God needs our help.
那第三个原因就是因为我们很多时候我们以为神需要我们的帮助。
How many of you have ever tried to help God in your life? Come on, go ahead, raise your hand. All right, there's about five of us, all right. Remember the story of Abraham and Sarah found in Genesis chapter 16?
如果大家记得的话，我们在亚伯拉罕和撒拉，他们在
God had promised them a son, and they waited and they waited and they waited month after month, and nothing seemed to be happening.
那神有应许他们会有一个自己的儿子，他们等了好久好久，但是好像什么事情都没有发生。
And so finally, after waiting for a long time, Sarah came up with this little plan to help God out.
当他们等了很久以后，看到什么事情都没发生，于是撒拉就想了一个这样的办法主意来帮助神。
And I'm sure the conversation went something like this.
他们的这个对话应该是这个样子的。Abe,
we need to sit down because I've been doing some thinking.
他说，亚伯拉罕，我们就要坐下来谈一谈，我在想一些事情。The
Lord has kept me from having any children, and so why don't you go and sleep with my maidservant Hagar?
他说，神没有能够让我能够怀上我们自己的小孩子，为什么你不去和我们的女佣叫夏甲的去同房呢？
Maybe I can then build a family through her, since apparently God has forgotten all about his promise that he's made to you and I.
他说如果这样的话，也许我可以通过夏甲可以建立我们自己的家，因为很清楚地看到神已经忘记了他的应许。
I'm sure good old Abe just kind of sat there and thought about it and nodded and wondered if it was a trick question. But he agreed to this little plan.
我们可以想象那个亚伯拉罕当时听了这句话，肯定在里想一想，他很担心这是不是他太太的一个很tricky的一个问题，但是他最后还是答应了。
And as a result of this plan, Ishmael was born.
我们看到这个他们这个计划的这个结果，就是以斯玛利出生了。
And if we were to follow the rest of this story out, we would see that as a result of two people who thought that God needed their help, trouble, chaos, frustration, and confusion were created in their lives.
如果我们继续读的话，我们就会发现，因为亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们以为神需要他们的帮助，所以他们做的一切带来了一些很不好的后果，带来的无非是麻烦、是苦难、是混乱。
And here's the deal. Aren't there times in our lives when we just want to get out a little notepad and start making all kinds of plans for our lives and then send them up on to God?
我们是不是在我们生命当中的时候，我们很想拿出一个小本子来，来记下我们给我们自己生命的一些计划，然后我们想把这样的计划呢，能够传递到神那里去。
And we tend to do that, maybe even just in our minds, but we tend to do that because we think that we know what's best for our lives and we want to make God aware of that.
我们很喜欢这样做，尽管有时候也许是在我们的头脑当中，我们很想这样做，因为我们以为好像我们对自己的需要最清楚，我们有对自己有更好的计划，所以我们想把我们关于自己的计划交到神的手中。
But here's the deal.
但是现在是这个情形是这样。
God doesn't need our help.
神不需要我们的帮助。
God has every single detail of every one of our lives under His full control.
神，我们每个人的生命，我们每个生命的每一个任何细小的地方，都完完全全的在神的掌管之下。
And here in this story about Abraham and Sarah, we find that God speaks to them in chapter 17 of Genesis.
那我们刚才在看到这个，创世纪的17章里面讲到，继续讲到亚伯拉罕和撒拉的这个故事。
And here's what God basically said.
那神对他们有这样说。
He said, listen, I promised you a son, but on my terms, not on yours.
他说我会应许你们有一个儿子，但是是按照我的计划，不是按照你们的。
The son that you had, Ishmael, is not the promised son.
那以斯玛利不是我所应许你们的孩子。
But if you will go and walk before me and be blameless, I will confirm my covenant that I've already made to you.
但是如果你在我的面前行为正直，无可指责的话，那我会重申我和你之间所立的约。
And friends, tonight, I don't know what area of your life you're trying to help God out in.
朋友们，我不知道在你的生活当中，你在什么地方，你要想来帮助神。
But I would lovingly caution you to give up that control and allow God's plans to be fulfilled and to allow God's promises to be fulfilled in your life.
但是我想来善意地提醒大家，你应该放下你对你自己的控制，而让神来做他在你身上的工。
Now, I want to talk to you real briefly this evening about five ways of how we can live a controlled life.
那今天晚上我们继续会讨论一下。 我们有五个办法可以让我们的生活过一个有节制的生活。
The first way that we can live a controlled life is that we need to simply submit to God.
那第一就是我们要顺服神的带领。
We have to be under the full submission of God and His plan for our lives.
我们必须完完全全的顺服在神的计划、神的旨意当中。
And just a few minutes ago, I touched upon this idea of power, and I said that there is a power that is able to free us from those things that we can't get control of.
刚才在几分钟前我才谈了一下，有一个能力，一个可以让我们得到释放的能力。
And the power comes when we are in full submission to His plan and His control in our lives.
这样的能力只有当我们完全的顺服在神的带领之下的时候，完全顺服在神的能力之下的时候，这样的能力才会临到我们。
And let me be real practical with you, and I just want to share four quick ways of how we can be fully submitted to God.
那我们今天晚上我们有一些非常实际的一些操练，然后让我来跟大家分析一下我们如何可以完全的顺服在神的旨意当中。
The first way that we can submit to God is simply that we need to give up.
那第一就是我们要放弃。
We need to throw in the towel.
我们要向神放弃，承认我们自己的失败。
We need to quit fighting against God.
我们停止与神的对抗。
Then we need to die to ourselves.
我们要让我们自己的老我死去。
And part of our text tonight in Galatians 5, verse 24, it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature.
那我们知道在这个我们刚才读的这个经文当中， 有说到我们的这个罪性要在十字架上被钉死。
And it means that when we belong to Christ, it means that we've brought death to that sinful nature. It means that we've just simply died to ourselves.
那也就是说我们的罪性，肉体已经死去，我们的老我已经死去。
So if we're going to submit to God, we need to give up, we need to die to ourselves, and then we need to resist Satan.
那另外一项就是除了我们要让我们的老我死去以外，我们另外一项我们就是要抵挡撒旦的攻击。
1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man.
在哥林多前书的第十章十三节说，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
And God is faithful; He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
啊，神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
And the way we resist Satan is not based on our own strength, but with God's strength.
啊，当我们来抵挡撒旦的攻击的时候，我们不是靠着自己的能力，而是靠着神那儿来的能力。
And then in our submission to God, we need to make sure that we are praying.
啊，那我们如果要顺服神的带领的话，我们必须还要学习祷告。
I love what David prayed in Psalm 143 verse 10.
啊，我很喜欢大卫在诗篇143篇的祷告。
He was praying to God and he said, "Teach me to do your will."
啊，他在诗篇143篇有这样祷告说，求你指教我遵行你的旨意。
For you are my God and your spirit is good.
啊，因为你是我的神，你的灵本为善。
And then he says,Lead me into the land of righteousness.
说求你引我到那平坦之地。
David understood that he had to submit to God and that he had to rely on God's strength.
大卫知道说他必须要顺，如果他要顺服神的带领，他必须依靠神的能力。
And when you and I pray, we can understand that it is always going to be an essential element of living a submitted life.
我们知道这个祷告是我们要学习顺服里面一个很重要的一个功课。
Then the second way that we can live a controlled life is by staying focused.
啊，那第二个办法我们可以有一个有节制生活，就是我们要保持一颗专注的心。
In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, it's a story of Mary and Martha.
啊，在路加福音的第十章有一个关于玛利亚和马大的这样的故事。
And it says this, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
然后讲到说，他们来到一个地方，来一个村子，有一个姐妹叫玛利亚和马大。
She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to all that he said.
啊，那马大有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
Now listen to this part. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
啊，我们注意听，啊，马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
And she came to him and she asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself?
然后他就近前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？
Tell her to help me, she said.
请吩咐她来帮助我，她说。
And the Lord answered Martha and said, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things.But only one thing is needed.
啊，耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦忧，但是不可少的只有一件。”
Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
他说：“玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能被夺去的。”
And as I read this passage, I think about how many times we are just like Martha.
当我在读这段经文的时候，我就想说，我们很多时候，我们都像马大一样。
We set aside opportunities to sit at Jesus' feet in order to take care of other things that we think are really important, and we completely miss out on what God has in store for us.
啊，有很多的时候，我们把我们和神同在的这样机会放到一边，去做那些我们自以为认为重要的事情，我们完完全全的错过了神为我们所预备的。
And I love it when Jesus said, "Martha, only one thing is needed."
我也很喜欢这里耶稣也说到说但不可少的却只有一件。
And friends, in our spiritual journeys, you and I have to be focused.
所以朋友们在我们的属灵的生命当中我们的心一定要保持一个这样一个专注的心。
And we can't allow the distractions to take away from a relationship with Christ.
我们不能让别的事情能让我们分心让我们远离我们。
And then number three tonight, how can I live a controlled life? I think that we need to be real with people.
那第三，我们要谈的就是我们要真实的待人。
I love the innocence of kids and the things that they say, I've thought from time to time that if you and I as adults would be as real with people and as real about life as kids are, our world would probably be a whole lot better off.
然后就很多时候我真是非常喜欢小孩子他们的纯真，他们的诚实。我也在想，如果我们大人都像小孩子一样的纯真的话，那我们世界上很多的麻烦可能就不存在了。
I came across some examples of kids being real, and I thought I'd share some of their stories with you tonight.
啊，那我有读到一些关于小孩子很纯真的故事，那我今天在这里跟大家一起分享一些。
A little boy was at a relative's wedding.
啊，那我们看到有一个小孩子，他去他的一个亲戚家的一个参加他的婚礼。
As he was coming down the aisle, he would take two steps, and then he would stop, and then he would turn to the crowd.
然后他从这个过道过来的时候呢，他每走两步他就会停一下，然后呢，他也会脸冲着这些观众。
And while facing the crowd, he would put his hands up like claws, and he would roar.
啊，然后当他脸对这些观众的时候呢，他把他的手举起来，像熊的两个爪子一样，然后他会大声的叫。
And so it went step, step, roar, step, step, roar, all the way down the aisle.
所以他这样走两步就这么叫一下，走两步就这么叫一下，一直从这个过道这么走下去。
And as you can imagine, the crowd was near tears from laughing so hard by the time the little guy reached the pulpit area.
啊，所以你可以想象，当这个小孩子来到这个前台的时候，啊，大家都会笑得已经完全眼里都。
And when he was asked what he was doing, the child sniffed and he said, I was being the ring bearer.
啊，当人家问他说你为什么要这样做的时候，他说我只是不过是在像那个伴郎一样的在戴着那个戒指，因为这个英文的这个 bear。
One Sunday in a Midwest city, a young child was acting up during the morning worship service.
啊，那是在一个中西部的地方，在一个星期天的早上。聚会当中有一个小孩子开始有点顽皮起来。
The parents did their best to maintain some sense of order in the pew, but they were losing the battle.
啊，那个小孩子的父母呢，就尽最大的努力想让这个小孩子能够安静下来，但是他们没有能够达到。
And so finally, the father picked the little guy up and he walked sternly up the aisle on his way out.
啊，那所以这个小孩子的父亲就把这个小孩子抓起来，然后就拖着他走出这个敬拜堂。
And just before reaching safety, the safety of the foyer, the little one called loudly to the congregation.
啊，就当他们赶快要离开这个大厅的时候，这个小孩子大声的叫
，Pray for me, pray for me.
那大声叫的时候，为我祷告，为我祷告。
A little boy was overheard praying.
啊，这个我听到另外一个小孩子他有这样祷告。
Lord, if you can't make me a better boy, don't worry about it.
他说如果神呢，如果你没办法让我成为一个很听话的很好的小孩的话，不用担心。
I'm having a real good time like I am.
但是我现在还有很快乐的时光。
A Sunday school teacher asked her little children as they were on the way to the church service.
那有一个主日学的老师在问小孩子在他们去主日学的时候。
And why is it necessary to be quiet in church? She asked.
他就问这些小孩子说为什么在教会里面我们要保持安静呢？
One bright little Sunday school girl replied, well, because people are sleeping.
然后一个很聪明的一个小女孩就说哦，因为大家都在睡觉。
Then one, I've got a few, but one last one. A Sunday school class was studying the Ten Commandments.
那再讲最后一个，就是有一个在主学上在学习十诫。
And they were ready to discuss the last one.
他们在讨论最后一条。
And the teacher asked if anyone could tell her what it was.
然后他们就这个老师就问这个学生说你知道这个十诫的最后一条是什么吗？
And so little Susie raised her hand and she stood tall and she quoted the last commandment.
所以小 Susie 她就举起了手她站起来然后这样说道
Thou shalt not take the covers off thy neighbor's wife.
她说就是不用把这个不要把你邻居太太的这个遮盖给她拉起来。
She had it just a little bit off there, but they were being real with people. They're just being themselves, and they're being transparent. And I really believe that there are many times when if we practiced a little transparency, if we were a little more real with people, we'd avoid a lot of heartache and worry and pain and misunderstanding and frustrations.
我们看到这小孩子，也许他们有错，但是我们发现他们真的是透明的，他们是真实的。很多时候我在想当我们如果大家都是有保持这样一个纯正的心的时候很多的麻烦我们都可以避免。
If we're going to live a controlled life, we have to be real with people.
所以如果我们要想过一个有节制的生活我们必须要以真实来待人。
Number four.
那第四条。
If we're going to live a self-controlled life, we have to do what needs to be done.
我们如果要做一个有节要过一个有节制的生活我们必须做我们需要做的事情。
A farm boy accidentally overturned his wagon load of corn in the road.
我看到有一个农夫小孩子，他不小心就把他装着玉米的车子给弄翻了，在路上。
The farmer who lived nearby came out to investigate.
那旁边住的一个农夫就出来看是怎么回事。
Hey Willis, he called out, forget your troubles for a spell and come on in and have dinner with us.
那这个农夫就对这小孩说 Willis, 你不用担心你现在先不要管这个事情来到我们家里来我们来一起来吃个晚饭。
And after you do that, then I'll come on out and I'll help you get the wagon turned over.
当我们吃完晚饭以后呢我会出来会帮你把这个车子给弄好。
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Willis answered, but I don't think Pa would like me to.
这个 Willis 就说真是非常感谢你真是很感谢你但是我想我的父亲可能会不太喜欢这样的一个建议。
Come on, son, the farmer insisted. Well, okay, the boy finally agreed.
那这个农夫呢还是一直坚持邀请他进去吃饭。最后这个小孩子就答应了。
But I don't think Pa's going to like this.
他再次说他说我真是很担心我想我父亲可能不喜欢这样的主意。
And so after a hearty dinner, Willis thanked the farmer, his host.
那他们吃了一个很丰盛的晚餐然后这小孩子也谢谢这个农夫。
You know, sir, I feel a lot better now, but I just know that Pa is going to be real upset.
然后他就对这个农夫说他说真是非常的感谢你但是我知道我的父亲肯定会非常的愤怒。
Don't be foolish, exclaimed the neighbor. By the way, where is he?
他就说他的这个农夫就说不用傻了别傻了。他说你的爸爸在什么地方呢
?Pa's under the wagon.
他就说他爸爸在这个翻着这个车子被压在下面。
And so when I'm talking about what needs to be done, this is a good example of getting the job done. I'm not talking about living a life of procrastination.
那我在说我说要把这该做的事情要做到的时候这就是我想说的事情我并不赞成说我们要过一个有拖就是拖拖拉拉的生活
and my perspective is this and it's real simple
那我是这么理解这个事情的就是非常简单
God made 24 hours in a day for a reason
我们知道神创造的一天是24个小时它是有原因的
if we can't accomplish all that we should accomplishin that 24-hour period, then maybe we're doing too many things that are simply unimportant.
如果我们在24小时都没有办法完成这所有的事情那也许我们只是在做一些其实可能不关紧要的不重要的事情。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26,
那我们看到在哥林多前书的第九章二十节保罗有这样说。
He said, so I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step.
他在说所以我奔跑不像无定向的。
And friends, we need to make sure that in everything we are doing, that we get it done, and if we can't get it done, then we're probably doing too many things.
所以朋友们，我们知道我们每天在做事情的时候，我们要尽快的把事情做掉。但是如果我们做不完的话，也许我们是在做太多的事情。
And then number five tonight, if we're going to live a self-controlled life, we need to run away from those things that tangle us up.
那第五项就是我们如果要过一个有节制的生活我们必须要远离那些捆绑我们缠绕我们的
and again let me be real practical with us tonight and share some things that we should run away from
那现在我给大家一些非常实际的一些建议
the first thing that we should run away from is sexual temptation
那第一个就是关于性的方面的一些这样的一些吸引
1 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us to fleeimmorality. Every other sin a man commits is outside of his body, but the immoral man sins against his own body.
在哥林多前书第六章十八节这样说到，你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的，无论什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
And then the second thing that we need to run away from is anger.
那第二个我们要远离的就是我们的愤怒。
We need to run away from sexual temptation. We need to run away from anger.
我们必须要远离性的诱惑我们必须要远离我们的怒气
And if we're going to get, oh, sorry. And if we're going to get control over our anger, we need to do three easy things.
如果我们要来控制我们的怒气的话我们有三件事情我们必须要做
We need to recognize our anger.
第一我们必须要承认我们有这样的怒气
We need to repent of our anger.
那第二我们必须要在神面前我们来忏悔
And then we need to rely on the Holy Spirit.
那第三我们必须要来顺服圣灵的带领
And then the third thing that we need to run away from is our tongue.
那第三个我们需要远离的就是我们的舌头。
It's been said that the tongue is the world's smallest but largest troublemaker.
我们知道我们的舌头其实是百体中最小的但是也是一个给带来很多麻烦的。
And friends, we have to be very cautious about what we say and how we say it.
所以朋友们我们真的要非常的小心我们所说的话而且我们如何说也非常的小心
And James chapter 3 gives us some good instructions here
在雅各书的第三章给我们一些很好的建议。
It says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
他说，我们用舌头颂赞那位为主为父的，又用舌头诅咒那照着神形象被造的。
Out of the same mouth come praise and cursings. My brothers, this should not be.
颂赞和诅咒从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜和苦凉的水吗？
My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs?
我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？
Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
咸水里也不能发出甜水了。
And I think we get the point of this passage. We have to make sure that our tongues are in control.
所以我想大家都能够了解这段经文的意思，就是我们要能够控制勒住我们的舌头。
And then let me just throw in one more thing that we need to run away from, and that's material possessions.
那最后一个我们要讨论的就是我们要逃避的，就是关于我们一些过于追求物质的财富。
We cannot separate how we handle money and material possessions from our spiritual journey.
我们没有办法把我们如何处理我们财务方面的事情和我们的属灵的这个光景能够完全的分开。
And we want to make sure that the material possessions that we have do not master our lives.
我们要保证我们确定我们所有的财务不会成为我们生命的主宰。
And if they are master over our lives, we are to run away from those things.
如果这些成为我们生命的主宰的话，那我们必须要远离这些。
So let me ask us one question tonight as we wrap up.
让我在今天结束之前再问大家这样一个问题。
Do you want to live a controlled life?
你想不想要过一个有节制的生活？
One that is controlled by the power of the Holy Spirit?
是由圣灵所掌管的有节制的生活。
Here's my suggestion.
这就是我给大家的建议。
Study these five practical ways and watch how God works in your life.
我们要来学习这五项我们可以实践的办法，然后看神怎么样在生命中带领我们。
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for this study on self-control this evening.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有机会来学习怎样过一个有节制生活的功课。
And Lord, the great thing about being here tonight is that you know where each one of us are in our spiritual journey.
主，我们在这里是我们都知道，我们每一位弟兄姐妹都在我们各自的属灵的旅程当中。
And so, Lord, if there are some of us here tonight that are having a real struggle with some self-control issues, Lord, I pray that you would break through our hearts and our minds and be the leader in our life.
主，我们如果任何的弟兄姐妹如果在有节制生活方面我们有挣扎的话，求主你成为他们的帮助，成为他们的带领。
We pray, Lord, that you would through the power of your Holy Spirit would lead us in a daily on a daily basis.
主，求你借着圣灵的带领来带领我们，在我们生命中的每一天来带领我们。
And Lord, we thank you for the work that you'll do in each one of us.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
In your name we pray. Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告。